Okay, guys, let's do a super tornado.
I'm gonna do a Herman.
McDonald's.
I'm Bubbles.
Well, whether it's hot, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather we got. Wait a minute. Well, whether it's cold, whether it's hot, Frankie's got the weather, whether or not. There it is.
It was a wintry walk to school in Part Village, but they're a hardy breed in these parts.
Well, the demolisher says we had to go anyway. We hadn't much of a choice in the matter, but sure.
It's a cold. It's a cold journey to school this morning.
Oh, good. You wouldn't belong getting frostbite.
It's nice to look at, but tough to live in, and there's no respite yet. Tonight, weather warnings remain in place right across the northwest.
In the beginning, my life was idyllic. Days spent with my family in the patch. The sunlight warming my skin. Idyllic. Until they came without warning, cruel hands dragging me roughly from my dreams into a wheeled box.
Good morning. Welcome to the Meteorological Report. That is a show that I, Joey Olney, host and have come up with. Meteorology is a science, an exact science that I created. It's the study of comedy and meteorology. Comedy plus meteorology equals meteorology. The weather is funny. Business, it's your show to complain about how much the weather sucks in Canada. I'm your host, Joey Olney. You're listening to us Saturday mornings on CFIR 88.7 FM in Prince George. And you're listening to us on Mondays at noon in Winnipeg on 95.9 CKUW. Welcome, all you listeners. And for everybody on the YouTube channel, you radio listeners can always find the video version and see our beautiful faces if you go to my channel, Joey Olney, Caribou Weather Dude, where this week I've been posting lots of videos about my travels around in the wilderness. I've been working in a logging camp about 200 kilometers west of Quesnel, as you may have heard last week on the show. And I was just telling Brennan Houck, one of our co-hosts here, today we went and looked at some patches of old forestry blocks that were laid out in the same manner that we're cutting right now, and how successful the forest regeneration has been in those blocks. What we're doing is cutting 40 by 60 meter patches in the forest. And what it's allowing it to do is, A, provide some retention in the soil, the whole Darwin idea that everything's in competition. When you spend enough time walking the forest, you realize that, no, there's a lot of cooperation actually going on. So these small blocks are allowing that cooperation to continue. And it was nice to see the health of the forest. So that's what I'm doing right now, laying out blocks and timber cruising, counting trees. And some of the things we do in our day is if we come across something like a wolf's den, we can flag that off and there will be no cutting in that area. So a lot of what we do is provide environmental safety measures and valves. So it's totally wonderful to be able to do this kind of work right now for me and feed my family. I'm on the show right now with co-host Frankie McDonald and co-founder of the show. We started the show back in January. It's been a radio show now since May. And we're still at it and probably going to be at it for a while to come. We got also down in Brooks, Alberta, our radio weatherman, Brandon Houck. And then also another radio host down in Houston, Texas, our friend Trey Campbell has come on. I can't wait to find out from him what new station he's working at. But first,
Frankie, the weatherman. Frankie, the weatherman.
Who?
Frankie.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frankie!
Always first, Frankie McDonald, how you doing this week? I seen that the trailer park
great
boys...
so far. It's cold outside in Sydney, Nova Scotia. So right now, it's cold outside my area, which is Sydney, Nova Scotia. It's clear skies, but it's cold on Wednesday afternoon. It was raining outside my area. It's been snow squalls in Ontario, Michigan, around the... And western Michigan. It's been snow squalls in same with Cleveland, Ohio, and all these places because strong northwest winds. And the Great Lakes are very warm, and the air is cold. That triggered a lot of snow squalls in the Great Lakes region. As of right now, it brings lots of thunderstorms in southern states. There's a whole lot of thunderstorms going on in Amazon rainforest and places like that. There's a lot of stormy weather going up, lots of rain going up in Norway and all those places. And Australia is getting warmer. Australia, New Zealand's getting warmer. you're getting lots of rain in Vancouver, British Columbia, Victoria, British Columbia, surrounding areas. And in Western United States, they're going to get sauna on the wind soon.
What about the west of East Coast? Like, what's the winter projection? When do you think winter is coming, Frankie, for you guys proper?
Some in up in Ontario could be second half of November. And there's a hybrid fall winter months in Eastern United States in December and Eastern East Coast of Canada. It could be fall winter hybrid months.
Yeah, it's what we've been seeing here. We've had snow off and on, but now it's warmed up pretty nicely here. You know, I'm probably 200 kilometers, 300 kilometers. No, I don't know, from Prince George somehow. You know, we have seen some warmer weather this week. I'm at 1,400 meters of elevation, so if it's going to snow somewhere, we're going to see it here. Prince George, Saturday, you're looking at 1 degree, 30% chance of showers, and minus 2 at night. Not a whole lot of play between your high and low. Sunday, high of 2, a mix of sun and cloud, minus 3 at night. Monday, chance of flurries, 60% chance of flurries, that is. Nighttime, minus 6, chance of rain showers or flurries. You had that awful freezing rainstorm this week, Prince George, and I hate to imagine more of that could be in store. Chance of flurries hovering around 0 degrees on Tuesday, minus 7 at night, 60% chance of flurries. We are into a pattern of that sort of weather. Frankie, what do you think about West Coast pattern?
It's going to get really cold next week, going all the way down to California.
It's a much bigger thing. Hey, I seen your tornado siren video this week. It was admired and watched by the Trailer Park Boys. Tell me about that.
Yes, it was a great one. I just did another video of the guy acting like a bear. Okay, guys, we're going to do a guy acting like a bear. Thanks for watching, Frank. Now,
so he had Bubbles doing. Have you met the Trailer Park Boys before?
They were in Sydney, Nova Scotia in 2014. I never met them in person.
Well, they sure seem to know you, and they called you a legend, Frankie, and you are that. You're up to 269,000 subscribers. Yeah. You can find them, Dogs and Wolves, Frankie McDonald.
And my TikTok, how many views my TikTok has? How many followers? I got 553,800 followers on my TikTok. That's 500,000.
That's a lot of followers, Frankie. You know, I'm all impressed because I'm up to 857 subscribers on my YouTube channel. I'd sure like to, you know, have a couple more, but it'll be... I'll never have as many subscribers as Frankie McDonald.
That means I'm getting a lot of followers on Instagram.
Your legend grows, my friend. Well, I'll stick around, Frankie, and we'll talk to you more in the hour. We'll switch quickly over to Brandon Houck, though, our radio weatherman in Brooks, Alberta. And there's lots of stories to talk about. I mean, first of all, you got the Northern Lights behind you. So tell me about that amazing show that happened last night that we were clouded over in British Columbia and didn't get a chance to see.
Yeah, it makes my hair look green, doesn't it? Yeah, we had an incredible... here behind me, let me move.
No, it still looks right
here, so then I can... Oh yeah, there you go. So as you see here, this is the Aurora Borealis show that we had earlier this morning. Absolutely incredible show. It was like watching a fire, someone stoke a fire, and it just goes, it kind of dances around, and it did that all morning long. They were thinking of a big Aurora show this weekend, but it didn't materialize, but it decided to show up last night instead. So that was, as I say, probably one of the best Aurora shows I've ever seen, and probably maybe just a little better from the one we saw in October there. So I think they recorded a K8, something like that. So yeah, it went all night last night, and when I got up this morning, it was still dancing in the sky. Right up until the sun came up this morning, it was still going. Pretty incredible.
Photographs from some people in British Columbia who, even though the sky was clouded over, they were still seeing the light through the clouds.
Oh, yeah. We had a little bit of cloud here, too. You can see that some clouds were working with the aurora, but it kind of made the aurora even better, too, with the clouds. And then you had the aurora kind of dancing behind the clouds. So shooting up and stuff, it was pretty incredible. Yeah.
Well, do you have auroras like that? Do you feel like you're like, are you just used to it, or do you feel like you're in outer space or something, like a space alien or something?
You're hearing the voice of Pete Galenko, one of our meteorologists down in Virginia Beach. And my experience, Peter, is you never get tired of seeing it, especially when the show is great. Today in Saskatchewan, in Saskatoon, something interesting happened in a school.
Yeah, we apparently some moose decided to go right through the window and decided to go to class today. And all the kids had to get out of the classroom because there's a moose in the classroom. And I guess he just sat on the floor and waited until the officials got there.
He just gave all those kids
a very big window.
And so it said,
I hope you're well-educated moose now.
Yeah, the logger said, I hope he learned his lesson. But, you know, Saskatoon, I mean, it does have that river valley, so it's possible for, and I do know that the moose do use those river valleys in Saskatchewan to travel up and down. But certainly of all the places in Canada you'd expect to see a moose turn up in a school, you might suspect somewhere like Prince George or, you know, Dawson Creek or somewhere that's a little bit more into the remoteness of the bush. So what's you right now, the warmest place in Canada is in Drumheller, which isn't too far from you. And the coldest is, of course, in Nunavut, -26.5 in Eureka. It's finally getting cold in the north. I've seen some graphics this week about the seawater temperature, the surface temperatures in Hudson Bay, Brandon. Do you have any thoughts about just how warm some of the bodies of water are in many parts of Canada right now?
Yeah, definitely. Well, even Nunavut itself was above average for the month of October, which is pretty unusual for this time of year. So with above average temperatures, that allows seawater level temperatures to be warmer than average as well. So it's definitely a little concerning indeed as we go into the winter months. However, as you looked onto the West Coast, it's cooler than average. That's the typical La Nina pattern setting up. And we'll see what that setup is going to bring us, especially as we go through the winter months, because I remember La Nina at least 10 years ago. That was probably the worst winter of my lifetime.
I think 4.6 degrees above average in October is what Churchill ended at. And I don't know if we'll see Joe Stover tonight. I'd love to ask him more about that, but hopefully he shows up because some Churchill news has been in the news. And yesterday you had some Chinook arches, and you've been seeing some warmer weather as well in Alberta. What's your projection looking at for next week?
Well, actually, before we get to that, we had our first significant snowfall last Friday in southern parts of Alberta that ended up as rain in my area. So I stayed warmer throughout the last week. However, in the southwestern corner of the province at Waterton, they got about 10 to 20 centimeters of snow back on Friday. And that snow stuck around for a couple of days. And with the cold snow at the surface and the cold air aloft, that allowed the temperatures to stay below freezing for 3 days in a row in the southwestern corner of the province. And actually record-breaking lows there earlier this week. Waterton getting all the way down to -25 with wind chills near -28 to start the week there. So it got kind of cold, I say. But things did improve, especially with that new series of storms on the BC coast. So we have to thank BC for this warm up of beautiful temperatures where we're sitting at 14 degrees right now. I can go out in a shorts and t-shirt again. So appreciate that. But the winds have really picked up for our last couple of hours. So the winds were kind of going, and now they're all settled down again. So now we don't have winds to be concerned about at this time, but they're going to pick back up again as we go through the evening here. And then we'll see the Chinook conditions continue into tomorrow. And then we get we have a weak system moving through. So there's a chance of freezing rain tonight, northern Alberta, and Fort McMurray is going to get a bit of snow tonight as well as the system tracks into northern Saskatchewan. And then we might get a couple showers here and there, but temperatures are going to slowly start to cool back down to the seasonal average as we go into next week. And then as we carry on throughout next week, looks like we have another system we'll have to watch that will definitely be worth mentioning here with the potential for maybe more snow next week in the middle of the week. We'll watch it. The models have been all over the place with this one, keeping it in the U.S., keeping it up in northern Alberta, or is it going to be in southern Alberta? We're not quite sure yet, but that's weather for you.
And just to make it clear to listeners that we are recording the show on Thursday, November 4th in the evening, and it will air in 2 days' time in Prince George, and then it will air 2 days after that in Winnipeg. So when we say next week for you, Winnipeg, we mean this week. There was a crazy freezing rainstorm in Prince George on Tuesday, and that resulted in vehicles strewn about all over, and a very interesting start to the winter season for them as well.
I heard about all the freezing rain in Prince George, and it sounds like the city just plunged into chaos and nobody could make it up any hills. highways were having to close because like trucks were getting stuck. Yeah, it just sounded like a big messy start to the winter up there.
You're hearing the voice of Noel Chaos down in Vancouver. Who I want to go to next, stick with us, Noel, because I will come to you. I want to jump down to Trey Campbell. He's been waiting the longest. He's down in Houston, Texas. Trey, you're no longer working for ESPN. You found yourself a new job.
Yeah, I got a new job about a week later. I now work for the preeminent news station in the city. I work for 740 KTRH down here in Houston. So I run a lot of news reports and a lot of talk radio that some people don't like. But I'm hoping to move back to sports here in the future. But yeah, it's going really well. I'm working every day. I'm getting about 35 hours each week. And I'm just getting my foot in the door and just kind of going forward.
That's excellent news. I guess working at a news station now, you probably have lots of insight as to the weather reports in Houston, Texas, and the surrounding areas.
Yeah, I hear it twice an hour. I hear it at the top of the hour and on the 30s. But yeah, it's looking like we got a cold front moving through. Right now, the lows, it's getting to lows of 49 degrees Fahrenheit, which is ridiculously cold for us down here in Houston. That's summer for you guys, but yeah, we got a cold front coming. And yeah, we're just, everybody's wearing their coats and their sweaters, and they're trying not to get hypothermia down here in Houston. So we're managing, though, so.
Sounds bitter, 49.
Yeah, a bitter 49 degrees, and there's a lot of people that are really, and my mom hates it because but yeah.
For us in Canada, what does 49 translate to?
It translates to 9.44444444444444444 degrees Celsius. Lots of fours. I don't know how many fours.
Yeah.
9.4 fours.
Says on Google.
So medium cold.
I've been working in the wilderness for the last bunch of weeks, and that'd be the warmest weather I would have seen if we'd had a 9-degree day. So put that in perspective.
Yeah, it's yeah, it just goes to show you how crazy the weather is, you know.
Blanco down in Virginia Beach,
like 49 degrees. If I know there's polar bears in Canada, but not down here, obviously. So if a polar bear like traveled south to the United States, let's say all the way to Texas or Mexico or something, would the polar bear be just like uncomfortably hot all the time and just be thinking in his head like, damn, it's way too hot out here, or to just like spontaneously die after a few days? Like, how would that work? Could a polar bear survive?
I think even Churchill, Manitoba had 20 degree days this summer, and does so. I mean, it's nothing that a polar bear has not seen at some point in its lifetime. Although definitely those I always felt bad for the polar bear at the Toronto Zoo in those 33 degree days. It looked very unhappy. They had nice water to swim in, so that's where they hung out.
All right. Well, I guess that's a good
reference. How is the weather in Virginia?
Also have a similar terribly cold weather like Houston. And by terribly cold weather, I mean just it's a little bit chilly outside by reasonable standards.
You got no hurricanes going on, at least.
Nothing too eventful. Here comes the story of the
hurricane. Frankie, what is going on with the hurricane weather right now?
Right now, Wanda's out near Azores Islands right now.
The Azores out in the mid-Atlantic. It's a tropical storm. And it's dying.
Are we still in hurricane season?
You are definitely still in hurricane season down there.
Yeah, no doubt. I figured we had like another month or so.
So watch out, Trey.
The final month of hurricane season right now.
Let's pop over to Vancouver and say hi to Noel Chaos. How's he been down in rainy old Vancouver, Rain City?
Hey, yeah, it's been all right. It's been pretty wet over the last week. Halloween weekend was nice. It dried out and the sun came out for everyone to celebrate their Halloween festivities. Friday, Saturday, Sunday were like starting to get like kind of cold. Like we got down into single digits. Yeah, but it stayed nice and dry. And then we're right back to the rain again. Today has been rainy, windy. And then we had a really nice sunset with a couple of rainbows that came out. It looks like we're about to get more rain later tonight.
Yeah, we're coming into a bit of a pattern. I'd say the Hawaii Express. The Atmospheric River, the Pineapple Express. So there's pretty much your whole weather wrap from all our meteorologists here on CFR 88.7 FM, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Here is the panel of meteorologists, all of us here together. And here's the part of the show where we kind of just talk and say whatever's going on in our lives and whatever comes to our minds. Sometimes with shows. So what did everyone do for Halloween?
I was carried past my brothers and sisters, my friends, my family. I cried out for rescue, but my kin remained silent and unmoving, perhaps fearing a similar fate. My home began to fade in the distance, and suddenly everything went dark.
Question one.
I was involved with a cover show at a local venue on Saturday, and then for Sunday, me and my friend we drove out to Chilliwack and we visited a couple of my friends, and then we watched horror movies at the drive-in theater.
When I came to my senses, I saw my abductors had placed me on hard gray earth. I was afraid I had just been left to die. Now I know if I had, I would have been lucky.
What did you do, Joey?
I didn't do anything. I was home for a night, and I dimmed all my lights and pretended I wasn't home. That's all I did for Halloween. I didn't have any kids, so I didn't have to walk around. I didn't have to do anything. And honestly, after a week out here in the bush, if I can just do nothing, that's pretty good. I mean, I go home tomorrow night, and for example, the last 2 days, I was telling Brandon earlier before the show, I walked 2 kilometers just to get to where I had to start on the block, and then continue to walk, of course, my lines and grids and everything I'm doing, and then 2 kilometers out. So that's 4 kilometers of extra walking the last 2 days just to get to where I want to start. My legs are pretty tired. Halloween night, couldn't care. Which is, you know, unlike me because I love Halloween, but I'm sober now. What am I going to do?
The pain was incredible. I became dizzy, nauseated. They had cut a giant hole in my skull and were now tearing my innards from my body and strewing them before me. Like ribbons from a gift. Moments later, the knives returned, impaling me over and over again. What made those people do what they did that day, I do not know. I began to think they were playing some sort of mad game, especially when they put a really big knife inside me and just sort of waved it around.
What did you do, Peter? You're back home, it looks like.
Unfortunately, we weren't back home in time to hand out candy this year, so it wasn't a very festive Halloween in that regard. I got to see family in Chicago the day of Halloween. We flew back here, so and our flight was delayed, so didn't get back until the evening. Talking about walking on that far reminds me real quick, are there places in Canada where, I'm sure maybe rural areas also in states, but like where there's just the houses are so few and far apart, but like do kids walk just like miles anyway, just like to go to a few houses for Halloween, or like just like their entire Halloween is just like walking from their house to like a few other houses and only get a few pieces of candy? Is that like?
I think most of the rural kids are going to go to the town centers. But certainly, if there was anybody out here where I am, they'd have to, you know, walk about 100 kilometers to the first house to go trick or treating, because that's how far the nearest community is. That's a reserve.
I guess you might get less candy, but it'd be.
So that's like 50 miles, right? 100 kilometers?
60.
About that. I think it's kilometer. I think it's
1.6 kilometers per mile.
2.2 miles or something.
No. Yeah, it's 1.6 kilometers equals one.
You'd have to start walking like before Halloween Day, camp out, and then.
Yeah. You'd have to probably settle for some November 1st candy. Like, you know, post Halloween candy, you know.
At that point, I'd just be like, I'd tell my parents, just like, I'm gonna buy some candy at the store.
Yeah, just go get one of those big, like, party size candy
packs. And do it Frankie style, dress up and post a video on YouTube.
Yeah.
Instead of,
apparently, my kids didn't even try. Like, my daughter just put a fake police hat on and said, I'm a cop. And my son put a Spider-Man mask on. They didn't even try. I think really? Mom was encouraging them, and they, come on, you can, that's fine. They'll give us candy anyways, Mom. I'm like, those are totally my kids.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's life in the mountains, I guess.
When the cutting was done, I sat in shock, not daring to think that the torture might be at an end. But of course it was not. They lowered a stick of hot fire into my belly. Burning, burning flame.
What sort of Halloween traditions are happened down in Houston, Texas that maybe we wouldn't have heard of?
I don't know. It's usually pretty similar. Sometimes people go out and they just kill people, you know? That's kind of one of the traditions we have, you know, people just go and shoot each other. That's one of the big ones.
But it kind of sounds like Texas does that every day.
Yeah. Also, another big one is to go to the rich neighborhoods and trick or treat there. Get like to drive to the rich neighborhoods. And that and commit property damage. You know, you see a lot of property damage. Another good one. A lot of people like dressing up like football players. I see a lot of Deshaun Watson costumes, even though he's probably not the right guy to pick. It's a city rich with tradition, you know. lots of violence and lots of costumes of football and baseball players.
The arms race of America. I mean, who needs it? You know, you got an egg.
Yeah, it's sometimes, you know, it gets a little bit hectic down here. I think there were 7 deaths all throughout Halloween weekend from guns, which is pretty crazy. I'm sure that's about as much as they get up there in Canada in a year. We got it.
I think maybe in Vancouver. Winnipeg, I just seen today, is declared the most violent city in Canada. It's got 40 murders this year. That's a city of like 800,000 people or a million people, something like that. That's a lot of murder in Canada. 40. That's like a city that's deteriorating. You are the champion of killing in Canada. Congratulations.
That's got to be quite the honor.
If you were one of the listeners,
quite the honor.
If any of you listeners out there have actually killed anybody, congratulations for getting Winnipeg into that category. We're really proud of you.
My captors had carved a gruesome visage into me, as if this was all some kind of demented joke. Who were these sick people, and why had they done this to me?
Why? Why? Why?
Frankie McDonald, what kind of Halloween traditions happen in Sydney, Nova Scotia that people may not have heard of?
People went trick-or-treating, things like that. And no trick-or-treating's over at 7:30 in my area.
No shooting a gun?
They shot fireworks. No guns in my area, Sydney, Nova Scotia.
Frankie, did you get any trick-or-treaters at your house?
around 20.
Whoa, that's so many trick-or-treaters. Boy, Frankie, you're popular. They all came to your house.
Can you imagine getting candy from Frankie McDonald? That'd be so great.
Yeah, like, trick-or-treat, and then Frankie comes up. He's like, I'm Frankie McDonald. Here's some Kit Kats. And then he's just like, that'd be the best.
I would trick-or-treat at Frankie's house if he was handing out cheeseburgers. That would make my day.
Yeah. Here's 50 steak T-bone dinners. And he'd just be like giving them like
here's 50 tacos.
Okay, guys. We're going to do some guy try to see 50 tacos at once during earthquake. Making tacos now. I want you to eat 50 tacos at once. Eat them all right now. Oh my god, it's an earthquake! The ground's shaking! The buildings! Oh my god! The groceries are falling! Dormants are falling! My stomach getting upset! Oh my god, it's an aftershock! I want to eat 50! 10 more tacos! I bear high during earthquake! Oh my god, power lines are falling! Oh my god, another building just collapsed during an earthquake! The earthquake's over now. Thanks for watching, I'm Frankie McDonald.
They have to get a PCR test like big bands and things like that. When they travel, do tours and things like that, big bands have to do a PCR test.
Yeah, yeah, big bands, everybody, or proof of vaccination, right, Frankie?
Yeah, what about the bands?
Yeah, the bands have to get, they have to be fully vaccinated, I think, to travel up there, Frankie.
What about the PCR test? They fully vaccinated bands have to get a PCR test as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone crossing the border to come up to Canada, they have to have their proof that they're fully vaccinated, and they have to take a COVID test and produce a negative result.
What about the bands traveling to Canada? What about the amateur bands and professional bands when they travel to Canada?
I think that goes for just everyone across the board.
That means the record company have to pay money for a COVID test.
Yeah, the record companies, they got to pay. They're going to pay. Yeah, right.
They don't pay. You saw a big show lately, didn't you, Trey?
Yeah. Wait, what happened?
You went to see a big show lately, did you not?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I went to two concerts this weekend. I went to see a band called Japanese Breakfast. And then I went to see my favorite vaporwave artist, George Clinton. Not to be confused with George Clinton of Funkadelic fame, but George Clinton. I got to see him. He signed my phone case. I got some videos. It was all around just a great time. So I was glad to get to go to a concert again.
A while later, I returned to consciousness and heard someone approaching. A glimmer of hope sprang up inside me. Could these be my liberators, come to save me from this hell? No. It was a parade of tiny demons who stared at my ruined body. I knew then that the reason I had been hacked and disfigured was merely for the entertainment of these demons. They were even receiving some sort of payment from my captors for coming to see me. They tormented me, mocked me. My humiliation was complete.
Brandon Houck, what kind of traditional Halloween things happen in Brooks, Alberta, that us in Canada may not know about?
Oh boy, it looks like I'm still celebrating Halloween as half my body is missing here. So yeah, well, everybody goes out trick-or-treating around the city here, and there wasn't much going on this year. We had, I guess they had the Bandits game. They had some trick-or-treating going around there, too, so they had that going, and yeah, it was pretty quiet this year, I'd say. Usually there's some big party going on. Oh, yeah, there's always something going on down at the Brooks Hotel. There's always a band there, and there was costumes, and oh, yeah.
The Brooks Hotel sounds like a folk song.
The best sandwich in the world.
Yeah, right, I got to say, I had an experience at the Brooks Hotel. I went one time. I was trying to get one of those sandwiches, and they put it on wheat bread, and I didn't want it on wheat bread. So
they don't put it on wheat bread.
I'm never going to the Brooks Hotel again.
Alberta's all about the meat.
Yeah, I don't know. I just made something up.
And now I sit mangled, deformed, waiting for the sweet peace of death to arrive. Freedom, 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 freedom.
I know we were speaking about Winnipeg earlier. I got to share a funny story from there this week. As you know, a lot of us have these things called furnaces up here to keep our houses warm in the winter months. And a couple of dudes decided to break into somebody's house in Winnipeg. And they went right down to the basement, because these things are usually right in the basement. And they're big. Like they're about size of a filing cabinet, maybe bigger than that. And they decided they needed to steal the furnace from this person's house. However, one thing, they forgot to turn off the gas. And as they were trying to take the furnace out, the gas was filling up the room, and they ended up passing out after getting hit with gas. And filled up the house and eventually went up to the neighbor's house. So the neighbors smelled a gas smell. And they had called officials in to see what it was, and they believe it was coming out of the neighbor's house. So officials came in, police and fire department, and they found the two guys passed out on the floor beside the furnace that they were stealing, and they were taken for assessment. But they're unconscious, but they eventually survived, and now they're walking away, not getting the furnace. Lucky. So that was the story this week.
Listen to us on 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. CKUW, where today it's Monday for you listeners, and it's 8 degrees, probably hot. Well, we'll see if the weather changes by the time, but it looks like your forecast starts with a sunny break to the week before showers start coming in by Wednesday. So some -6 at night, possibly on Monday night. You might get some below zero temperatures, Winnipeg, through next week, but all in all, you're in a sunny break this last few days. And look who showed up to the show. We haven't seen him for a few weeks down in Southern Ontario. GB, yeah. Gabriel, the rapid weatherman. How you doing there, buddy?
Yeah. I'm doing pretty good. You know, I mean, like, the reason I think why I didn't really get to join the last few shows is that, like, look, I was either at my dad's house where I actually didn't have all my suits at, or like my setup at that I have here. Or I just forgot. But today I obviously am on the show, half an hour late, fashionably late actually. But
punk time. You showed up at punk time.
Oh yeah. Right. I mean, the weather been pretty cold, maybe not like too cold, but kind of in the 6 to maybe 8. Degree, like, you know, range maybe. I mean, there've actually been a lot of snow coming off the lakes recently. Huron, there's been all these squalls kind of moving in, dumping like a lot of like snow there. Not exactly sure how much, but based on the photos, based on the, of course, you know, captions also too, people are actually like posting over like 15 centimeters of it, or like 20 centimeters of snow just in like 2 or 3 days of these squalls moving, right? And these are like mainly off the Huron like shores. So I mean, like nowhere. I mean it's really local, I should say. So I mean, not of course everybody has seen this yet. I mean, we haven't even seen our first snowfall here exactly. But other, of course, you know, areas have already seen like a lot of early snow kind of there.
For yeah. Ontario.
Oh, yeah.
I do recall,
I mean,
1996, November 9th, we had a good snow that year growing up. And it pretty much stayed where I lived because I, you know, grew up north of Seven, you know, 100 kilometers north of Belleville or whatever, right? And so it's a snow belt there, but I do recall like that year being like, wow, November 9th, it's winter, it's here. And then so many years after that, you know, Christmas time, you know, is a hit or miss. Are we actually going to have snow? And most years we did, but those questions. When's the last time you did a weather wrap?
Weeks and weeks and weeks ago, but I don't have one ready for the show, sadly, as much as you guys would like me to. but I mean, probably for like the next show. I'm sorry to all my fans out there, and especially everybody on the you know, show that I haven't actually planned one out for like the last few weeks at all. I've actually, of course, been doing some on the what is it again, Shuli's like show with Trey, of course, you know, knows about it, but
you rapping on Shuli's show? You got nothing yes, for me?
I know, I'm so. I was also watching like the Leafs too, and that big
wasn't
like,
that a game
comeback from like the Leafs? Dude. It was. I mean that.
I was listening on the radio because the internet's so slow here that trying to stream a game is kind of hit or miss, and even these Zoom calls. I'm surprised that the connection's good enough here. But as I was listening on the Leafs Radio Network, of course, I love listening to Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph. They're like the best hockey announcers in history. So colorful. And like, and just the way Joe Bowen speaks too, he's like, and Tavares, the long pass. He's going to say long pass. You know, everything about how Joe Bowen calls a game. I just love it. And it's like 47 seconds left in the game. Leafs tie at 1-1. And then, fantastic overtime finish.
And then
this year, I think it's starting to vanish pretty quickly. We got a goalie in Jack Campbell.
People were also concerned about the Raptors also, but I mean, like they now exactly have like their fifth or like sixth, I think, win in a row. I think it's like their fifth like straight like win in a row.
Raptors are that good, to be honest.
Okay. Look, you don't really like, have to think they're good, but at least they're not losing those five games, right? It would be much worse if they would have lost those.
Brandon Houck, of course, works for 105.7 FM, the country station, and Brooks, and he's been producing the hockey games for their local hockey team, the Brooks Bandits, and they're now 15-game win streak, Brandon?
15 wins in a row, and we are number one in the country, all of Canada. Woo!
That's an incredible run they're on, and they defeated the Olds last night.
Yeah, they defeated Old 9-1, and then they defeated the other team like 8-1, 8-3. And we're playing. Who are playing tomorrow night? We're playing Drumheller tomorrow night. The only team that beat them this year.
So what exactly is in the water supply in Brooks, Alberta, that's turning hockey players into machines?
Well, I should say. There is a player on the Colorado Avalanche called Cale Makar, and he played in Brooks Bandits. And if you've seen him play, he is incredible. So I think he's up for playing in the Olympics as well coming up. And then we have another player going to the Columbus Blue Jackets, Carson Kuhlmans. Keep an eye out for him, too. He's going on the Columbus Blue Jackets. And then Cale's brother, Taylor Makar, has got drafted into the Colorado Avalanche as well this year. So. Yeah, we've got, I think, almost the whole team should be playing in the NHL.
I mean, Alberta is a province that makes hockey players. I mean, a lot of great hockey players come. I know when I lived in Nanton, Alberta, and I played on the Nanton Big Dogs plumbing team, we were kind of just a bunch of beer-drinking guys. But occasionally I'd be in the rink and watch the Nanton's regular team play. And just, like, looking at these kids that are 18 years old, the way they shot, I was like, oh, my God, how can you have a shot like that at 18? They're hockey players going on.
Big hockey trade today. Jack Eichel traded to the Vegas Golden Knights.
Oh yeah. I heard about that when I was actually watching TSN. Yeah,
so Eichel's suffering is coming to an end.
Yeah, the Buffalo Sabres continue their path of ineptitude. There was a dispute on whether or not Eichel should get a certain replacement surgery for his herniated disc. They wanted spinal fusion surgery. He said no, so they got him out of there. He's in Las Vegas now. So,
and I just have to impress upon you, as a Leaf fan, the all-time, of course, they're in the same division, right? All-time record, 100 Sabres, 117 wins. Maple Leafs, 83. Ties 18.
Oh,
okay. 117, 74, and 27 overall. So, I mean, this is a team that has beaten the Leafs like crazy in my lifetime. And now that they've had a good run of 10 years of just being really terrible, it just brings me so much joy. And it brings me joy to see the Montreal Canadiens just really suffering and saying goodbye to that playoff hope by Halloween.
Oh yeah, Zane.
All right, enough sports talk.
Any major deaths today? Anybody famous die of note?
No, Sean Connery died yesterday.
He died yesterday, 1 year ago. So thoughts and
former
prayers.
Governor of Delaware died. Ruth Ann Mayer, minor, 86 years old.
Actually,
my condolences to former Governor of Delaware, who is dead today.
I see Neil Diamond trending on Twitter. And he's still alive. And then yesterday I seen Rolling Stones guitarist trending, and I knew he was okay. Keith Richards ain't dying.
He'll
probably survive the nuclear apocalypse.
Yeah, he's like a cockroach.
What about the former President Bill Clinton? He's still alive.
Yeah, Bill Clinton almost dead, but he's still alive. Bill Clinton. Okay, funny story.
Almost dead? What does that mean, almost dead? Your brain dead?
That was close call for dead. Him.
Yeah.
He's been dead in the soul for a long time.
Crap. Yeah. Funny story.
BC Premier John Horgan has throat cancer.
Oh, man.
But he's still alive.
Thoughts and prayers. He's still kicking. But here's my funny story about Bill Clinton. I actually have a picture of my uncle shaking his hand on my wall. And nobody really knows why it's there, but, you know. So, yeah, shout out to Bill Clinton and all of his and
friends.
Shout out to him and his NAFTA policies. Bill Clinton, not dead.
I personally don't
Queen
like
Elizabeth
the guy.
Elizabeth II still alive.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's been alive for a long time.
She drinks the blood of children.
Queen Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth, actually the very first person in the world to receive a COVID vaccine. So, shout out.
Thought it was Santa Claus, Frankie.
Santa Claus is up in North Pole.
Wasn't he the first one to get his COVID shot?
Yes, and Santa Claus is the first one to get a booster, too.
Yeah, he just
so it was Santa Claus and then the Queen.
I don't understand, though, because usually when Santa Claus is on his sleigh, he's not around other people. He's just going into... Nobody's ever around Santa Claus. So
he's still coughing all over your house.
Danger.
If you infect one of his elves, millions of them, bro. Oh, my God. Who knows what's going to happen there? Hopefully the elves all have their shots. Because if they don't, then you know what's going to happen. A massive outbreak North Pole. Christmas canceled.
Yeah. Christmas shutdown everywhere.
That when you spend a lot of time in the smoke, you spend a lot of time coughing. And you got that Santa Claus going up and down and going into people's, chimneys, and he's in that little creosote and smoke, and he's coughing, hacking, he's smoking a pipe. The guy's got gross lungs, okay? So, the last thing you need is Santa Claus coughing around your house. Get that guy back.
Definitely not.
He just built different.
Trey knows a little bit about Santa Claus because he's actually a cousin of Santa's, I think. Is that not
that
true?
That is true. He comes to Thanksgiving. He came to Thanksgiving a lot before everybody kind of dispersed. But Santa Claus Not necessarily a close family friend, but definitely a relative. So, yeah, me, as you can tell, we have similar facial structures. I don't quite have the beard like Santa, but we are indeed related. So shout out to old cousin St. Nick.
I think you got a job in the future at the mall when you're ready.
Career path, yeah.
And when I retire, from running the board and making sure the people of Houston, Texas get their Sean Hannity fix, I'll be going straight to the mall Santa-ing.
Hit up Santa and say you need a job.
Yep. It's old Sean Hannity. He's told me about 126 times about microclonal antibodies. I've got the full on Hannity experience.
Is he nice or totally weird? Like, maybe you can't say that. But no one listens to the show.
I've never met him. He does his show from New York City. I don't do a lot of live they're live, but they're broadcasted through a satellite and they simulcast on our station. So basically, like, I just do that from 3 to 8, and then, you know, but I'm trying to get to sports. So as soon as I get to sports, I'll be a little bit more happier of my career. But
you'll be able to live with yourself and sleep at night.
I've been having a hard time sleeping.
My cat has decided that neither one of us should sleep at night.
Yeah, mine will meow every now and again, but he doesn't do that as much as he used to. So.
Yeah, you probably saw mine like walk across the screen a couple of times earlier.
Yeah,
is a lynx I saw last week. A lynx, Trey, is like a large northern version of a bobcat. Basically,
they got
snowshoes for hands. They walk on snow like nothing, and you know, they could be 30 to 50 pounds. They're somewhat of a large cat, and they have these tufts of hair in their ears and face that's really big. I mean, I am a bobcat. I got kind of the tufts of hair in the side, and they're absolutely beautiful. And I'm lucky enough to see lynx and bobcats generally several times a year out here. And I know it's one of the things that they've just never seen a lynx before. They're such an elusive animal, and I feel very lucky that I get to be in the forest enough that I had these experiences. This week, you might have seen I had a close encounter with a grouse, and I made friends with the raven. You can see videos of that on my YouTube channel, Joey Only Caribou Weather Dude.
Have you seen any cougars yet?
The last cougar I seen was in Quesnel. Didn't talk to her. But I did see one in.
I knew that was coming.
Did see one in Clearwater this spring briefly. I seen its ass end going to the forest, and because I've been in the woods long enough, I knew exactly what I'd just seen. Somebody else may have seen the same thing and been like, "What was that?" Because I, you know, didn't get a proper view of it. But nothing else has that back, that tail. It moves that way. So I knew right away. Seen a cougar bounding into the forest as I was coming down the Forest Service Road.
Have you seen any ibexes?
We don't have ibexes here. They do have antelope in the prairies. We don't have antelope here. Here in this area, we have mountain caribou. We got moose, deer, not so much. They don't tend to. The ungulates don't tend to hang out in the same region so much. So if there's a lot of moose in one area or a lot of caribou or something, the deer don't generally. And, you know, for good reasons, too, they share diseases and whatnot as well. So you will find, I haven't seen much evidence of a lot of deer here, lots of evidence of moose. Definitely grizzly bears in this forest and black bears as well. I'm sure wolverines would be found, but you'll never see them, ever. They're very elusive and not at all the vicious animal people think they are, although they do have the ability to back it up if they want to. I mean, there's nothing tougher in the forest than a wolverine, but they're very shy creature, really. They like to hang out, especially in avalanche zones in the mountains. And when some unsuspecting stupid animal gets smashed by an avalanche, wolverines right there to dig them up. And in the past, they've actually trained wolverines to use to locate humans buried in avalanches. The idea being, as long as you can get to the human when the wolverine finds them before the wolverine eats them.
Do you have any pets? Joey, up there?
I have a cat, but it's at my house in Wells, which is about 300 kilometers from where I am right now. I will see him tomorrow night. He'll be quite happy, I'm sure. I'll get my kids back. I'll see them. They'll be happy. Everyone's going to be happy. Meanwhile, you know, my whole life...
a full happy house.
Well, my life this year has been, work. And besides the radio show is my one sort of outlet socially. I'll come out of camp and the first thing that'll happen is the kids will get dropped off at my work. From there, we'll go to Wells and I'll have them all weekend. I have no love life. So I'm a Joey only solo character out in the wilderness.
Right? I mean, like your last, I think, name says it all, right? Only. I mean, like you're like the only, like you're Joey only. Just, you know what? I'm just joking. Joey.
Just. Well, that's, yeah. That's where it comes from, man. Just Joey.
Just Joey only. Only Joey.
Yeah, that
only.
that started because you started using it as your stage name, didn't it?
Well, no, it came through other. I'll have to tell that whole story sometime, but I think November 26th, it'll be 19 years that I've been known as Joey Only. And that came about because I was at a Woodward squat rally yelling through a megaphone about poverty and people freezing to death and all that kind of stuff in Canada. And then a Vancouver province photographer and reporter came up and said, we took a great shot of you doing this speech. Can we have your name? And I said, it's Joey. And they said, well, we need your whole name. And I said, it's just Joey. I'm like, well, can you please? And she's like, starts following me and like actually harassing me. And I was getting annoyed. So I turned and said, it's Joey only. And then so the next day, like the front page of the province section, was this picture of me yelling through a megaphone with a banner behind me, prepare the general strike, and all these degenerates and leftists and radicals and taking over the streets in Vancouver and this big crowd I'm yelling just at.
It's Joey.
And it says Joey only. Just everyone's Joey. Saying that morning, Joey only, as I was walking down the street. And, all right. And then I got offered a gig.
Wow. What?
And I'll go open for the Flying Folk Army and play with them. And then they put my name on the poster as Joey only. And I've been Joey only ever since. Frankie was on with the Trailer Park Boys this week and on TikTok. And that's a big sensation.
So Yeah.
Gonna have to throw that in the show.
I actually saw that.
Everyone saw that.
I actually saw that.
Frankie, what are you doing this week for...
On Twitter is at Frankie Mc. I got an interview with Gary and Dino show Saturday night. On Sunday, I got an interview with Jason Marshall. We don't have cookies. Roger the Wild Charles shows come back. And Trey Campbell on Sunday. Plus, my social media is... My Twitter is at Frankie McD. My Facebook is Frankie McDowell. My Instagram is Frankie McD 1984. My Twitter is Frankie McD. And my TikTok is Frankie McDowell 1984, my clap is Frank Down 1984, my Snapchat is Frankie MCDON, and my Twitch is Frankie McDonald 1984, and my LinkedIn is Frankie Down. My YouTube channel is Dogs and Wolves.
All the Frankie McDonald you can want right there. Thanks for coming on the show this week, guys. Any last words? All right.
Best of luck to you. I'm Frankie McDonald. You're listening to the Comedian Meteorological Report with Joey Only on Frankie Down.